Welcome to today's Mentor Moment. Mentor Moments are our short form episodes condensed of our most invaluable insights from our biggest guests. Today, Laura Bonner, the founder of Muff Liquor Company, is your mentor. Enjoy.
It's like that quote, wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah, like you can run from your problems. You can move. I have a person that I know and he just runs, like moves country to country to country. And I'm like, mate, until you go to therapy, you're taking your problems, you're just dealing with it in a different place.
Yeah. So I was like, just because it's warmer doesn't mean you haven't got the problems.
Exactly. So I'm just like, go to therapy, get over and done with.
Cheaper as well in the long run.
Oh, like 100%. Like, I'm a massive advocate for any healing. I feel that every single person of us has got some sort of trauma in some sort of way. It's given to us because nobody actually wants a trauma, but it is our responsibility to heal. We're responsible for ourselves and the people around us, the impact that we have on people on a day-to-day basis. So for me, I'm just like, invest in yourself as much as possible. Go to therapy and heal, and maybe a really, really difficult year could be 18 months, but once you wake up one day you're like, it's gone.
It's mental fitness.
Yeah.
I think of it as mental fitness because you have to go to the gym to get fit. You don't just like get fit by thinking about it. Oh, I'm gonna get fit, okay, I'll just sit here and think about it. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You have to do the work.
Yeah.
That's the same with mental health and mental fitness. You have to do the work. You can't just go la 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 la. Can't just throw it into the background. You have to do the work.
Absolutely.
There's no shortcut.
Well, we were talking there earlier on about the retreats. Like, I go on a retreat every year. And everyone, like, they said to me, like, how come you go? I go to one in Portugal, Soul Space.
It sounds incredible.
Yeah, well, no, that's the silent retreat is a separate one. The other one is, again, Miriam and Jerry, that they take a group away, but they do everything. You have therapy, you've got yoga, you've got sound baths, like you meditation, you name it, it's like all compact. But people say to me, like, how come you go every year? I say, it's like going to the gym.
Mm.
It's like, I know 90% of what Jerry and Miriam are going to say because I go to them and I listen to them all the time. But I was like, it's like learning the alphabet. Like you just keep saying it over and over again, and sometimes you'll forget something and I'm like, oh, I forgot that he's told me to do that.
Yep.
So I just go back just to reset myself. It's 4 days out of the whole year that I take for me. I turn off my phone as soon as I arrive. I never turn it back. I don't turn it on until I'm in the airport. And I take that time to, like, right, where am I mentally, physically and emotionally? And what is my focus? Is it business, personal, whatever it is? Take that time out, recenter, refocus, and off I go again.
But 4 days to make the whole year better.
I know.
Oh, I don't have time. I love that quote. If you don't have 20 minutes, you need an hour.
I'm like, expensive. I was like, you get your flights, you get a hotel, 5-star, your food's included. Normally, a session with those guys are pretty punchy anyway. And I was like, you get all of it all in one.
But it's all about value. Like, what value are you getting?
Yeah.
Expensive is all relative, right?
It's expensive. You want to be expensive.
What do you value? Things are inexpensive if you don't buy them.
My mum had a saying, it's only expensive the day you buy it. And if you pay, she paid twice. Or, like, even when we were doing the distillery, I got really expensive bar stools. And my brother was like, we're not buying them. I was like, ah, we are, yeah. And he was like, Laura, he goes, you're not getting them. I was like, no. I was like, listen, what would mum say? And we all started laughing. And he was like, just get your stools.
Pay cheap by twice.
But I was like, it's only expensive the day we buy it. And once we've paid for it, we won't ever think about it again. We'll just think about how beautiful these stools are in our bar.
We're trying to, like, for the last couple of years at home, we're trying to, like, get rid of as much as we can. Go as minimal as possible and only buy things. But spend more money on really good things.
Yeah.
So don't go into H&M and buy a 40-euro shirt. Go to Massimo Dutti and buy a 150-euro shirt.
Oh, you'll wear it more.
Really enjoy it. Really like it. I'm not saying go outrageous. Don't spend 10 grand on it. But, like, just buy better.
Mm-hmm.
Just buy less, but buy better. It's kind of a mentality for life, though, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do less, but do better.
The thing, too, is, like, I used to be quite materialistic back in the day. When I say, like, my late teens, early 20s. And then once, like, even when my mum passed and we went into recession, I was like, what's it all about? Like, what's really, man? I don't get me wrong. I like fancy things, but it's not a priority for me at all. My priority is spending time with the people I love and having the freedom. Like, this is what I'm doing it for. I'm not doing it for anything else other than, yes, this is something that I've wanted for a really long time, but is it my legacy? I don't really want that to be. I don't want to be known as, she was a really good businesswoman. I want to be known that I was a really good person. You know, and like I say to my family, if anything, God forbid, happened to me and I die tomorrow, don't feel the pressure to keep this business going. You know, sell it, whatever you make of it, go and have a great time. Go have whatever, a blowout on me and celebrate me. So that's kind of where my mentality is with it.